The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Come and take over. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who was and who is and who is to come. We bless your holy name.
We
bless your holy name. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed
be the name of the Lord. Blessed
be your name, O God. Blessed be your name,
O God. Blessed be your name, blessed Adao.
Blessed Adao.
Blessed Adao.
Lord God Almighty, you deserve worship. You deserve honor. You deserve adoration. You deserve praises.
You deserve all.
Shikebo Ratako. We are not worshiping you enough. We are not praising you enough. Shiketekebale. We should be lying on the floor. Ilepepe etoka. We should be rolling on the floor. When we see your goodness and your mercy, when you see the love that you have for God for us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalakaraba shatakaba. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, coming to you from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God House of Destiny, located at Kutubabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja, our technician Boja worldwide. This morning, I welcome each and every one of us. We thank God for the gift of life to live. We thank God for the resurrection power that has quickened our mortal bodies to live today. Today is the 117th day of the year 2023. The 117th day of the year 2023. God has been so faithful and so gracious unto us. And so we celebrate him. This morning, by the grace of God, we are still praying on the resurrection, our possibility and restoration. The resurrection, our possibility and restoration. Beloved, the Lord was teaching me something about prayer. Do you know that the greatest thing that Satan fears is prayer? We say things, but yesterday, the Lord taught me something about prayer. In my midnight prayer time, Satan fears prayer. And the person he fears most here on earth is a prayerful person. He fears you. You do know why Satan fears prayer? Prayer is new to Satan. Satan doesn't know prayer, but he knows worship. He knows praises. Because in heaven, prayer is not there in heaven. Only praise and worship. That is what they do to the Father, the angels, the creatures, the 24 beasts. That is what they do to the Father, to God in heaven. When he was Lucifer, and he was the archangel and the head of all the angels in heaven. Yes, it was the praises and the worship that he craved. He craved for. He started desiring it within him. And iniquity was formed in him. He wanted to usurp the position of God to become people. I mean, he too should be worshipped. And that was when Angel Michael, not God himself, God, Satan is too small. Angels are too small. How do you fight something you created? That was when Michael and his team rose up. When you read Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and then that battle in heaven cast down. When they cast him down, the first target was Adam. How can man that I was there and saw how the clay was molded and God breathed into it, and this thing has become a how can that man be given dominion over me? So straight he decided to reduce Adam to his status by what? Disobedience. And he planted the seed of iniquity also in Adam and Eve. The tree that from which God said they shouldn't eat, in that tree, he lured them. Oh, God knows that you become like him. So you see, as he desired, are you getting the revelation here? As Lucifer desired the position of the Father, he made Adam also desire to become like God. You see, he put that into what? Into Adam and Eve. Oh, you become like him. Verse 5. Oh, God knows that you become like him. Meanwhile, they were already like God. They were already like him. Oh, you become like him, knowing good and evil. And because that at that point, Adam thought that, oh, so God has been hiding something from me. Oh, I see. Then, bam, that's where we are up to today. That's where we are up to today. Oh. That is why we are fighting battles and warfare. And that was why Christ came. That was why Jesus came to make Satan's power inoperative. Not to kill Satan, but to make his authority inoperative against us. And to liberate us from his authority and power. That is those who believe in him. That is how the resurrection, the ascension, and everything happened. Beloved, after Satan was cast down, Adam and Eve didn't pray. They were not praying the way we were praying. God comes down in the cool of the day to communicate with them. You know, you cannot see the form of God. It's like a cloud. You see a being. He comes like a cloud. But you not see him like me, like human being. No. It is only in the realms of the spirit that we see angels. And it is only angels who put on the form of man. And so what happened? He was always conversing with Adam and Eve. And the next thing was that Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. And Satan will always want to, in fact, there is a foundation of firstborn. If you are a firstborn, I have taught this thing about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, foundations. I need to repeat those things. Foundation of firstborn. Study all the firstborns in the Bible. Study all the firstborns. What happened to them? Study. Only few of them stood. Majority of them. Study them. The firstborn of David, the firstborn of so-and-so, the firstborn. And what happened? Satan inhabited Cain, who killed Abel. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 5, I think verse 24 and 25, that Seth was born as a replacement for Abel. You know, Abel stands for the line of the righteous, and Cain, the line of the wicked. These two people, righteousness and wickedness, flesh and spirit, like David and Saul. David represents the spirit, Saul represents the flesh. So Cain represents the flesh, Abel represents the spirit. Cain represents the line of the wicked, Abel represents the line of the righteous. Cain represents the seed of the devil. Abel represents the seed of God, of Jesus Christ. So the seed of the devil had always desire to be at the top. I'm telling you, like Satan desire to take the dominion that God gave to Adam, it is still there up to today. Look at the world. The richest man in the world is not a Christian. Maybe the first 10 richest people are not Christians. Those who are on top, even in our nation, those who are really on top, they may claim that they go to church, but they are ceremonial churchgoers. I'm telling you, they are just ceremonial churchgoers. If leaders of nations really belongs to Christ, they wouldn't rule the way they are ruling. But you see, they are ceremonial because they know that at least when you belong, they will sympathize with you. When you belong, they will sympathize with you. Only God knows those who are real. So it has always been so. Living here on earth is about dominion. Don't sit down and think that things will just happen like that. Things will not just happen here on earth. It is not a place where things just happen. Things just don't happen. You must make them to happen. Because in Christ, you have been called restored. But we are talking about prayer. It was after the birth of Seth, another son was born to replace Abel. It was after the birth of Seth. The Bible says that it was at that time that men and women began to call on God. Why? Because wickedness was there. Wickedness was there. A professor called me one time when I was in the GTV Life studio, and I was giving this exposition. A professor sent a message. It was very, very encouraging. It was very, very, very encouraging message. Said, "You've opened my eyes. Why we should pray? You've opened my eyes. Evil is around." Prayer was established to counteract evil. Beloved, the only way you live in this evil and wicked world is by prayer. 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 By prayer, beloved. By what? Prayer. Look. Hey. Your failure is the failure of prayer. I'm talking about passionate prayer, where your mind, your soul, and your spirit is involved. All your attention is involved in the prayer you are praying. And you are praying by faith to the living God. You know, because God established prayer, he said that whatever you pray for, believe that you have received it. Prayer is the channel, the heavenly approved link between the natural and the supernatural. Prayer is like an altar. Prayer is like Jacob's ladder. And you know, Satan, prayer is strange to Satan. I'm telling you, prayer is strange to Satan. He never knew prayer. He only knew worship and praise in heaven. So God established prayer between him and his children. That's how Satan is beating. I'm telling you, you beat him by prayer, because prayer is strange to him. He fears prayer, and he fears a prayerful person. Not just somebody who is speaking words, but somebody who believes that his prayers are working. They are working, in the realms of the spirit, they are working. And listen to me. When you are praying, I want to say this again. When you are praying, the more you are praying, and then the more the battle and evil things are continuing, two things are happening. It means, number one, you are changing attitude. And in changing attitude, you need to break certain lines, certain demons and powers. You need to break their ranks, yes, who have formed a barrier and kept you down. You need to break them like an aeroplane, changing attitude. Sometimes, yes, there is turbulence. Back, 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 back. And then when it gets to the attitude, you see that you won't even know that you are flying. So that is number one, change of attitude. The more you are praying and the more you are seeing negative things, it means you are changing attitude. Number two, when you are praying and your problem is escalating, what actually happens is that prayer stirs the demons and the powers that are resting, because they have conquered you. So they are resting. Do you understand? They have placed a limitation on you. So they know you cannot rise above them. So it's like they don't care about you. And you see, Satan's limitation, they come in our mind, mind, thoughts. Look, some of your delays and your limitation are from your own head. Check your head. Some of you believe that you are old, so this miracle cannot happen. Some of you believe that you are from so and so town. Who has ever achieved this? Some of you believe that you must get connected to a certain big man of God. as long as you are not yet connected to that big man of God, that's why your prayers are not. You see, mindsets, you are limited. You are limited. Do you have the Bible? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? That is all you need. You don't need connection to any great man of God. Yes, even though there are impartations, you don't need so much. You need Christ. And with him is everything. Amen?
Amen.
So you see, your limitation is your mind. It's in your mind. Satan uses our minds. He uses what we see, what we hear, to limit us. So those demons that have limited you, when you are praying, you begin to scare them. Your prayers, your prayer is hitting them like arrows. So when they get scared, why? Why is this person firing arrow? These arrows are coming from this direction. Then you see, they are reacting. Do you understand? When they begin to react, because they don't want to lose their ground, that is when your problem escalates. But you know, you shouldn't give up. Unfortunately, that's where people give up. They say, I pray and pray and pray and pray, and I'm not seeing anything. I pray and pray and pray and pray, nothing is happening. I pray and pray and pray and pray, nothing. Hey, you are finished. Immediately you stop praying, they have what? Consolidated their stand. And I'm telling you, you may not be able to break that limit again. I'm telling you. Rather, persevere, not only in prayer, persevere in sacrifice, persevere in service. In fact, the things you were doing, continue to do them. And you know, they will just become silent. You will just defeat them before you realize that battle is no more. Before you realize things have changed. You know, I've been thinking about this. There was a time, the lady pastor can tell, hey, I've gone through things. So when this, my neck, the back here, my God, I couldn't use pillow for many years. I don't know how many years. I had even been using, I had used a neck, what do we call it? What you put at the neck. I've been there. Oh. You know, I was using it. I've used it before. Around the neck. Yes. I've used that thing before. Oh, the pain. Oh, my God. Listen to me. Those who have neck pain, neck collar. I have used neck collar for some years. I've used neck collar. Only I don't use it to church because people will talk. Neck collar. I was using neck collar. Those who have neck pain and then waist. May you receive your healing today. Anyone online with that, this week should not end without your healing. Look, it can distract you, eh? It can that pain, it can make you angry. It changes your mood because you are only concentrating on how to overcome that pain. You see, when we meet people, let's be very, very patient because we don't know what they are battling. I'm telling you. We don't know what people are battling. I don't know what prayer I haven't. If I say, I don't know what I haven't done. Altar, so, so, and so, this. Do you know, as I stand here, I am using two pillows now. I cannot tell you when the pain left. I'm telling you. I cannot, even how it happened, that I was using pillow about 6 months before one day, somebody gave us a pillow. And then myself and Deli, we were struggling. I say, I will use it. Say, no. This is for women. I say, no. This, I must use it first. And then she said, you cry. Were you using pillow? Hey! That was when I realized that I was using pillow. The time the pain left, I never knew. Listen to me. Many of you have been healed. Many of you have been restored. Amen. But you see, you don't know. My prayer for you is that you should be conscious of what God has done and celebrate it. And celebrate it. Beloved, we must persevere in prayer. Today we are praying resurrection, our possibility, and restoration. I want to read Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11 in King James. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. We are going to pray this very verse. And then let's go to verse 33 of Romans. Verse 33 and 34. Let's start from verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Let me just give a brief exposition on this. They were quickened in verse 11. That the resurrection, the resurrection, the spirit of the resurrection. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. That's the resurrection power that lives in us. Will quicken. The word quicken in Greek is zoupoio. Zoupoio. That is Z-O-O-P-O-I-E-O. Some of these Greek words, if you want to pronounce them, you don't take care. You can bite your tongue. So let me just, zoupoio. Uh-huh. What does that this word mean? To revitalize. So quicken means to revitalize, to make alive, to give life, to quicken. It means to produce alive, to be God or bear. Bear a living young. That metaphorically, quicken, this word quicken means to quicken seeds to life. It's like when a seed is planted, to give life to a seed that has been planted, to give it life to live. So that is the quickening. To make seeds germinate, to cause to spring up, to cause to grow. That's the word quicken. So the Bible says that the work of the resurrection power in us is to quicken our mortal bodies. And you know, that will happen. It can happen here on earth, but it happens more after the rapture. After the rapture, look, when I see Pascal, I will identify Pascal in heaven. I will identify the lady pastor in heaven. We will see each other, I'm telling you. But in a glorified body, everyone, you have a form. But you know, all of us in the realms of the spirit will live, will be like 30 to 33 years, young. 30 to 33 years, yes. 30 to 33 years. Only children will be little children that you see. You see them because it is from there that they are sent to earth to be born. Yes, the angels will carry a baby and then command the baby, go. And then the baby will be flying. Yes, and enter into a home. Yes, that's how, I mean, children are sent to us. So when the man and woman come together, that child is formed. When that child is destroyed in the tummy through abortion, whatever, the spirit of the child goes back. They say, I wasn't accepted. I wasn't received. Those who have done those things, you go and see the children there. I'm telling you, when you get there, they welcome you. Some children will just be running towards you. And then when you ask, where from this? Say, I was the one. Yes. You are my mother. Yes. You are my father. You were. You rejected me. You cast me away. You killed me. If you have not confessed your sins of that abortion, whatever, and repent, you are going to hell. I'm not judging. You are going to hell. I'm saying this freely because I know many have regretted. Many have confessed. Their sins have been forgiven. Yes. So I'm just saying this. So quicken. I mean to like now. The word intercession in verse 34. The word intercession in Greek is etukano. Oh my God, etukano. Don't worry, etukano. What does intercession? You see, this word intercession, Jesus interceded. He said to light upon a person or a thing, fall in with, hit upon a person or a thing, to go to or meet a person, especially for the purpose of conversation, consultation, supplication, to pray entry. In fact, to summarize, this word intercession simply means companion. We have a companion. Jesus is our companion in heaven, just as we have companion, the Holy Spirit helper. It also means standing in. Somebody who is standing in for you, standing for, standing in the gap for. So Jesus sitting at the right hand side is actually standing in the gap for us. Any situation you find yourself, Jesus is already standing in it. Now, when you read verse 32, you see, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Please, this verse, meditate on it. What can Jesus not give to you? What can God the Father not give to you? If he gave us Jesus Christ, what can he not give to us? Look, the only one miracle that God will no longer perform is that a virgin will give birth. That's all. That thing will never happen again. Apart from that, anything can happen. Look, here on earth, you can walk with a quickened body. I told you, somebody read Romans 8:11 from a certain age. When the person got born again, at an old age, and started reading that, say, I want to enjoy God. The person lived 119 years. A man, a woman. The woman lived 119 years. No. The man lived 119 years. A woman was taking communion after getting born again at a certain age, about 70 something. Say, when you started experiencing, say, Lord, I want to enjoy you more. She started taking communion every day. She lived 120 years. She enjoyed God here on earth for 50 years. Do you know what caused that? The resurrection power in the communion. The resurrection power in the Holy Spirit. We can live in the resurrected body here on earth to a certain measure. I'm telling you, yes. Look, Enoch walked with God and he was no more. His body was transformed. He didn't die. Elijah didn't die. Jesus died, rose again with a new body. Look, everything is possible by revelation. Everything is possible by the knowledge of the word that you have. That's why my people are destroyed for what? Lack of what? Knowledge. Lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We should not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. The knowledge of the word is where everything is. So we have a companion. And verse 33 says, he who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect. Let me read this in other version. Who shall bring an accusation against the chosen ones of God? That's another translation. I'm using 26th translation of the Bible. Another translation says, what accuser can harm God's chosen? Another says, who will bring a charge against any of God's people? That is a 20th century New Testament translation. Another translation says, Dr. Philip, who would dare to accuse us whom God has chosen? Then he says, it is, King James, it is God that justifies. Let me read that from other translations. He who pronounces them righteous is God. Another translation, will God who accuse them? Verse 34 says, who is he that condemns? Let me read other translations. What judge can doom us? That's another translation. Another one says, Taylor, who then will condemn us? Then King James says, it is Christ that died. Then other translation, American Standard Version, it is Christ Jesus that died. Mofa translation, will Christ who died, so are you getting it? Who will condemn us? Is it Christ who died? You see that it is clear? Who will condemn us? Is it Christ who died? Who has already justified us? He has made us righteous. Look, you are not a sinner before God again. He doesn't see. God sees you. He sees Jesus in you. Another verse says, will Christ? No. For he is the one who died for us. Yea, rather that is risen again. Yea, rather that was raised from the dead. Now, the part that says, who is even at the right hand of God interceding for us? He says, who is also at the right hand of God? Another verse, who reigns in power for us? Another verse says, is sitting at the place of highest honor next to God, who also makes intercession for us, and is even pleading on our behalf. Another verse says, and indeed pleads our cause. Beloved, I am fired up. I am fired up right now. Rokatakabarakatakabaya. Libaba, begin to speak in tongues right now. The resurrection. Our possibility and restoration. Karababa shokutu kabarakatakabayakata. Ipreketeke barokutu kaba italabashatakabaya. Ileprokutu rababakatakabayakatu kalepre etekebaya. Libaba liketeke barokutu kaba liketeke barokutu kabayakata. Ibeleketeke barokutu kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's begin this way. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
My Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ.
My Savior Jesus Christ.
Your resurrection is my resurrection.
Your resurrection is my
Your resurrection is my resurrection.
Your resurrection is my
Your resurrection is my resurrection.
Your resurrection is my
Your resurrection is my resurrection.
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 Your resurrection
is my resurrection.
Kabayakata kabaya. Yes, Lord. Your resurrection is my resurrection. Your resurrection is my resurrection. Lord Jesus Christ.
My Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ.
My Father and my King.
Your resurrection is my resurrection.
Your resurrection
is the resurrection of my life.
Of my life.
Of my dream.
Of my dream.
Of my testimony.
Of my destiny.
Of my star.
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 Of my star,
of my destiny,
of my destiny,
of my dream,
of my
your
dream,
resurrection,
your resurrection
is my resurrection,
is my resurrection,
your resurrection,
your resurrection
is my resurrection,
is my resurrection,
your resurrection
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 is my resurrection,
the resurrection.
Your resurrection is my 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 resurrection.
In Jesus'
mighty name.
Amen.
We want to declare to Satan and to his demons and principalities and powers that fight us that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our resurrection. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
And with the blood of Jesus
and
Christ.
And with the blood of Jesus Christ.
And in the resurrection power.
And in the resurrection power.
I declare to you.
I declare to you.
Devil.
Devil.
Satan.
Satan.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
You principalities.
You principalities.
And powers.
And powers.
Familiar spirits.
Familiar spirits.
Powers of darkness.
Powers of darkness.
Any evil spirit.
Any evil spirit.
Any wicked spirit.
Any wicked spirit.
Any spirit.
Any spirit
that is not of God.
That is not of God.
Ancestral powers.
Ancestral powers.
Generational powers.
Generational powers.
Environmental powers.
Environmental powers.
Family powers.
Family powers.
Parental powers.
Parental powers.
I declare to you.
I declare to you.
Evil altars.
Evil altars.
Wicked altars.
Wicked altars.
I declare to you.
I declare to
the
you.
The resurrection.
The resurrection.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
It's my resurrection.
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 Witches and wizards.
Witches and wizards.
I declare to you.
I declare to you.
The resurrection.
The resurrection.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
It's my resurrection.
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 It's my resurrection. Any spirit.
Any spirit.
Behind this situation of mine.
Any
spirit,
any spirit,
any power
hiding in this situation,
hear the word of God.
Hear the word of
the
God.
The resurrection of
the
Jesus
resurrection
Christ.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Is my resurrection.
My resurrection.
The resurrection of
the
Jesus
resurrection
Christ.
Of Jesus
is my resurrection.
My resurrection.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Arose with me.
Arose with
he
me.
He arose with
he
me.
Arose
he arose with me.
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 He arose with me. He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
He arose with me.
Jesus Christ arose with me. Amen.
Do you know this declaration alone? You see, when the devil knows you know, that's why the word of God must remain in that. That's why we need Sunday school. Look, when you quote the word, when the devil knows that you know who you are, he goes back. I'm telling you. When demons know that you know, you see, that's the power of the word of God. So as we are declaring right now, we are making them aware that the resurrection of Jesus Christ are. Look, you don't know. You don't know how demons are running away from you. I'm telling you, they are fleeing. They are running away. But because they have been with you and conditioning you, they have conditioned your body for a long time, you still think that they are there. You still think that there is no change. I'm telling you, there is a change.
Amen.
There is a change.
Amen.
There is a turn around.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. This is the revelation of the word of God. When you just declare, say the resurrection of Jesus Christ is my resurrection. Say the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection of Jesus
is my resurrection.
My resurrection.
Say, I want you to know,
you
powers of darkness,
you principalities,
you witches and wizards,
that Jesus Christ
rose with me,
rose with me,
came back to life with me.
I was inside him
when he resurrected.
And therefore,
you cannot touch the resurrected life.
The resurrected life
is unlimited.
It's unlimited.
I am unlimited.
I, Delali Bojamesh,
I am unlimited.
I am unlimited.
I am unlimited
in the things of the spirit.
I am unlimited.
No power
can limit me.
No power can place a barrier.
No power
can hinder me.
I am unlimited.
I am unlimited.
I am unlimited.
Because
I carry the resurrection power.
And the resurrection power
can never be limited.
Can never be limited
in wisdom,
in knowledge,
in strength,
in energy,
in anything.
I cannot be limited.
I cannot be limited.
In courage,
in courage,
I cannot be limited.
I cannot be limited. I cannot be limited in joy, in peace, in deliverance, in healing. I cannot be limited. 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 The resurrection life that I carry cannot be limited. 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 Therefore, you powers, you principalities, ancestral powers, environmental powers, environmental authors, ancestral authors, generational authors, you can never limit me. 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 Because I carry the resurrection power. 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 I carry 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 the resurrection power. Ikale karama santa. Ipreketeke barokata. Ipreketeke barokoto. Libaba lokoto kara. Ilepreketeke baro. Lepepeketeke bara. Il est pépé lekete, il est prekete ke barokoto, il est pépé pépé, il est pépé kete ke baro. It has no limitation. Nothing in me can be killed, can be killed, can be killed. Myself cannot kill, cannot be killed. My womb cannot be killed. My womb cannot die. My womb cannot die. My body cannot die. Because I carry the resurrection power. 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 The resurrection power.
The resurrection power.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I have
Christ,
inherited.
I have inherited.
The resurrection power.
The resurrection power.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Let the resurrection
let the
power.
The resurrection power.
Within me.
Within me.
Quicken.
Quicken.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
My healing.
My healing.
Quicken.
Quicken.
Or accelerate.
And accelerate.
My restoration.
My restoration.
Quicken.
Quicken.
Or accelerate.
And accelerate.
My possibilities.
My possibilities.
Quicken.
Quicken.
Or accelerate.
And accelerate.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Quicken.
Quicken.
Or accelerate.
And accelerate.
My fulfillment.
My fulfillment.
The fulfillment of my dream.
The fulfillment of my
dream. The fulfillment of my testimony.
The fulfillment of my testimony.
I have inherited.
I have inherited.
The resurrection power.
The resurrection power.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Let the resurrection
Christ.
Power.
Let the resurrection
within
power.
Me.
Within me.
Let the resurrection
Let the resurrection power.
Within me.
Within me.
Let the resurrection,
Let the resurrection power.
Power. Within me.
Within me.
Quicken my body.
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 Quicken my cells.
Quicken my cells.
Quicken my womb.
Quicken my womb.
Quicken my womb.
Quicken my
Quicken my womb.
Quicken my
Quicken my internal organs.
Quicken my internal organs.
Quicken my internal organs.
Quicken
my external organs.
Quicken
my external organs.
Quicken
my cells.
Quicken my cells.
Quicken
my
cells.
Quicken
my cells.
Quicken my
Quicken my tissues.
Quicken my tissues.
Quicken my tissues.
Quicken
my tissues.
Quicken my systems.
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 Quicken, quicken, quicken.
Quicken my systems. Let the resurrection power dwelling in me, that dwells in me, quicken my body. Quicken my body, quicken my cell, quicken my tissues, quicken my organs, quicken my system,
quicken my spirit,
quicken my spirit,
quicken my healing,
quicken my
restoration, Quicken my restoration. Quicken my restoration. Quicken my restoration. Quicken my possibilities. Quicken my possibilities. Quicken my possibilities. Quicken my testimony. 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 Quicken my fulfillment. 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 Quicken my fulfillment.
Quicken my fulfillment. Quicken my restoration. 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 Yes, Lord. Quicken my possibilities. Quicken my possibilities. Quicken my
restoration. Let the resurrection power that I've
quicken something. Quicken something.
Quicken something. Quicken my business. Quicken my business.
Quicken my
career. Quicken my husband. Quicken my wife. Quicken my marriage. Quicken my family. Quicken my children.
Quicken my deliverance. Quicken my healing. Quicken my deliverance. Quicken my miracle.
Quicken my destiny. Quicken my miracle.
Quicken my miracle. Quicken my miracle.
Quicken my miracle. Quicken the manifestation of the prophetic word.
Quicken the manifestation of the prophetic word.
Quicken the manifestation of the prophetic word.
Quicken
the manifestation of the prophetic word.
Quicken
the manifestation of the prophetic word.
Of the prophetic word.
Healings are taking place. Deliverances are taking place. There is restoration. There is restoration. There is restoration. Yes, Lord. Quicken my restoration. Quicken my restoration. Accelerate my restoration. Accelerate my restoration.
The restoration
of lost years.
Lost years.
Stolen years.
And wasting years.
Wasted years. Papa, accelerate, accelerate. Accelerate, accelerate.
Accelerate.
Accelerate the restoration
of
lost opportunities,
lost opportunities,
lost opportunities,
lost opportunities,
lost dreams,
lost dreams,
lost dreams,
lost dreams,
lost breakthroughs,
lost
open doors,
lost blessings.
Accelerate, accelerate,
accelerate,
lost blessings,
lost blessings.
Lost blessings,
lost blessings,
lost blessings,
lost blessings,
lost blessings,
lost years,
lost years,
accelerate.
Accelerate, accelerate,
accelerate,
accelerate,
accelerate,
accelerate,
quicken and
accelerate, quicken and accelerate,
quicken and accelerate,
quicken and accelerate,
lost
joy,
lost joy,
lost joy,
lost businesses,
lost opportunities,
lost opportunities,
lost peace,
lost peace,
lost joy,
lost joy,
lost joy,
lost joy,
lost peace.
Accelerate, yes, Lord. Let the resurrection power accelerate its manifestation, its restoration and possibility in the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We want to pray Romans chapter. We have just prayed Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We want to pray Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Who can condemn us? Who can accuse us? One of the things that Satan used to keep people limited is an accusation. I'm telling you, accusing tongue. Oh, you want to pray and Satan reminds you of the sin you committed. Sometimes he uses pastors who are always preaching judgment. Judgment. Judgment, judgment, judgment. Pastors will always be reminding you of the sins you committed a long time ago. In fact, if the Spirit of God brings it, we do it. But some know a pastor. I pity those who attend that church. I was going there to look for somebody. The person came. He said, Pastor, this man, so you see that everybody is sleeping. You see, the thing you talk more from the pulpit is what you are actually creating the members. I'm telling you. That is why I pray for pastors that God will give them messages. We shouldn't just get out to come and preach anything. No. Always attacking. So you are killing. And one of the keys that the devil uses to keep people limited is accusation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God? Another verse. Who shall bring an accusation against the chosen ones? What accuser can harm God's people? You know, in Revelation chapter 12, Satan is called the accuser of the brethren. That is his work. He accuses us. Look, may all of us suffer accusations. So you, can you do this? Can you achieve this? You, have you seen anybody in your family achieving this? Oh, you, who are you? You, the thing you did, do you think God will listen to? Come on, your time is past. So, I'm telling you, and you are limited. Fine, I'll continue this revelation on Friday. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
And by the resurrection,
power,
I declare to you,
Satan,
and your host,
you have no charge
against me. Mention your name. You have no charge against me. 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 I have confessed
every sin
that I have committed in Christ.
I have confessed
it. I have confessed it. I have asked God for mercy. Therefore, I declare, you have no charge.
You have no charge.
You have no charge. You have no charge. You have no charge.
You have no charge.
You have no charge.
You have no charge.
You have no charge.
You have no charge.
Any charge.
Any charge.
You have against me.
Jesus has paid.
For the Bible says,
I have been justified
by Christ's
death
and resurrection.
I have been justified
by the death of Christ
and his resurrection.
I have been justified.
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 I have been made righteous.
I have been made righteous.
I have been before God the Father.
Before God, I have been made righteous.
I have been made righteous.
I have been made righteous.
Despite God the Father,
in spite
of my weakness,
in spite
of my mistakes,
I have been made righteous.
I have been made righteous.
I have been justified
before God the Father.
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 I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been righteous.
I have been made righteous. You cannot accuse me.
You can never accuse me.
You can never accuse me.
You can never
accuse me.
You can never accuse me.
You can never accuse me.
Yes, you can never accuse me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
I have been
Christ,
justified.
I have been justified.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
For a glorious life.
For a glorious life.
For a fruitful life.
For a fruitful life.
For a productive life.
For a productive life.
For a healthy life.
For a healthy life.
For a supernatural life.
For a supernatural life.
For a life of promotion.
For a life of promotion.
For a life of promotion.
Life of promotion.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I mention your name.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I am a justified.
Daughter of God.
Of God.
I am a justified son or daughter of God.
I am a justified
son or daughter of God.
I have
been justified
for a better life.
For a better life.
For a better life.
For a better life.
For a
glorious life.
For a glorious life.
For a fruitful life.
For a fruitful life.
For a productive life.
For a productive life.
For a healthy life.
For a healthy life.
For a supernatural life.
For a life
full of testimonies.
For
a life full of testimonies.
For
a life full of miracles.
For a life full of miracles.
For a life full of open doors,
yes,
for a
Lord.
Life full of breakthroughs,
yes, Lord.
For unlimited
for life full of
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
I have been
for
justified.
Unlimited
for
life.
Unlimited
for unlimited life.
For unlimited life.
For a prosperous
for
life.
A prosperous
for a prosperous life.
For a prosperous life.
For a prosperous life.
For a prosperous
life.
For a prosperous life.
For a prosperous life. I have been justified.
Thank you, Lord.
I have been justified.
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 I have been justified. I've been justified for restoration, for possibilities, and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, by my justification.
By my justification.
A resurrection power.
A resurrection power.
I am no longer.
I mention your name. I am no longer. Let my miracles appear. Let my healing appear. Let my deliverance appear now. Let my possibility appear. Let my deliverance and restoration
let
appear.
My restoration
let
appear.
My restoration
let my possibility appear.
Appear. Let my possibility appear.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Beloved, anytime you pray, you have created the atmosphere. There is a cloud around you. All the words you have spoken, they are not just words. So they have attracted angels. The angels are working those words. Amen. To manifest them. Amen. There is a cloud. Prayer creates an atmosphere around you. I'm telling you. But you see, you should be conscious that you have prayed. So you know what to say. You know how to think. That's why sometimes you need to listen to this prayer. Sometimes that's why you need to play the prayers in your car. Whilst you are going to work, you are just praying them. In your office when you are alone, you are just praying them whilst working. Yes, you are saturating your atmosphere. And let me tell you, no demon can enter there. Amen. I'm telling you, no power can enter there. Amen. And there is a lot of creativity going on. And before you realize, things are just working. Things are, people who don't like you, they are just beginning to like you. Your bosses are just beginning to bow to you. So do you know, the prayers have dealt with the spirit. The spirit influencing them. Look, the behavior of people is spirit. It's spirit that influences situation, influences people. Yes, to misbehave or to behave. We shall continue, God willing, on Friday morning. We shall continue, God willing, Friday morning. I thank God for today. Thank God for today. God bless you, Mrs. Babina Finn Walker. God bless you for everything that you are doing. Yes, I thank God for the lives of everyone online. Once again, be conscious of your testimony. Your testimony is just around you. I say your testimony is just around you. Satan fears you. Demons fears you. This prayer you have prayed, I'm telling you, you don't know. You don't know how the powers of darkness are afraid of you. You don't know. They are afraid of you. Why are you afraid of them? Why are you worried? Why are you thinking? Continue to declare and celebrate. Be hopeful. Be joyful. Because what you want to see, you will see it. Not what the devil wants to see. God has the final word. I tell you, God has the final word. Sunday evening is our crossover. Join the crossover. In fact, many churches have caught the revelation of the crossover. And now they are also doing crossovers. Come, let's speak into the month. Let's create the month. Let's command the month. Every month is hot. It's an open check. I'm telling you, it's an open check. You should command the month what it should produce. Speak into the month. Come on Sunday evening from 6 p.m. and let's do that. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called among those who have testimony,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
And I can see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to you and it is happening to me.
Even though 2023 is our year,
it is my year.
Shalom, peace. In the situation you find yourself, declare the resurrection. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.